Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. As always, wherever you are in the world, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you and welcome. Hey, Rita Brick, welcome back. Hey, Frankie, Blunt Ninja, welcome, welcome. Hey, Boss Player, welcome to you. Minnesota, hey, girl, welcome. Always have to say, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It's a sunny, cool day in sunny Southern California. Hey, Fair, welcome, welcome. Have an interesting show today. We'll see. Maybe not. Welcome, Perpetual Asimo. Please forgive me if I pronounce your name incorrectly. It's freezing in Jersey. I'm sorry. Okay, so. Today's show may piss a couple of people off. It's not meant to do that, depending upon how you all see things, how you don't see things. It's all depends upon how you take things. But okay, so you don't have childcare, and you have a job interview. You have to go to work. But let's talk about the interviews first. Do you take your children to an interview? Now, some of you guys have heard me say the whole thing about, spaces that I've been in. And I was in a space last summer. And I can't remember how we got on the subject, but I made the comment that when I'm in the position of hiring people, and I do hire people from time to time, if you bring your child to an interview, I will not hire you. And when I said that, everybody just like, I can't believe you said that, and how could you, and you don't know the circumstances, and blah, 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 blah. So when a friend of mine this morning saw what the topic was going to be, she texted me and she says, this is what her text said, word for word. It is basically saying, I am not going to have reliable daycare, so consider yourself warned. And, when I read that, I thought that was true. It's consider yourself warned. It's like, do employers, you know, if you come to a job interview with your child because you don't have childcare, is that a warning to the employer that this is going to be a problem? Do you think that as someone seeking a job, that you can be taken seriously, even if you have all the credentials? I mean, you're like the perfect hire, whatever, but you brought your child with you. Should that be a game, or should that be, should that prevent you from getting the job? I say yes. And Blunt says, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't hire someone who brought in their child to an interview. Brina says, I don't think kids belong in an interview, but I did bring my son and his sister to my interview at Target back in the day, only because they said it was fine. I didn't ask. I just said, I can't come in until a certain time, until their dad gets home. They said, just bring them. Okay. So I will say that that's different in the sense that you let them know in advance that this was your situation, and they could have made the decision then, well, we can, you know, set it up for a different time when you have childcare, or they could have just said no, but they allowed you to bring them, you know. But I am going to say, I do think that that is a red flag, because my thing would be, what would happen if you were scheduled to work and you weren't able to come in because you were waiting for, you know, their father to come home, or you're waiting for your mom, or, you know, if you're a man, you're waiting for your wife to come home. Is that a red flag? You know, so it was outside the hours I was applying for. Okay. And Brina says, yeah, it would be, you know. So, I mean, and I know, you know, childcare is a very touchy subject, you know, for a lot of people, especially now, since, you know, childcare has just gotten so outrageous and out of control. I mean, when I was babysitting back in the day, I got 50 cents an hour, you know, so, and it's not like that now. You know, people, you know, for some people, it's their whole paycheck goes to childcare. You know, but what do you do? You know, I understand that you have to bring your child to work days. That's fine. But what happens if, you know, for whatever reason, your babysitter didn't show up? Your husband's getting home late from work, or your wife's getting home late from work, or, you know, if you're a single parent, you know, the mom didn't pick up the child, or dad didn't pick up the child, or grandma, whatever. You know, do you pack your child up and take them in to work? How does that look? You know, in terms of optics, how does that look? What if you have a meeting with someone, or you're meeting with a customer or something? Do you have your child there with you? If you're supposed to go out on a customer call and you work from home, and you have to go see someone who you're trying to get their contract, you don't have a babysitter, do you take your child with you? Nowadays, you can't just leave your child in the car and say, be good, mommy will be back, or daddy will be back. You can't drop them off in the toy department like my parents used to drop us off in the toy department, go shop and come back and get us. It's not like that anymore. What do you do? Okay, and you say, no, I would never bring my kid to work. I wouldn't get anything done, you know. And, you know, and then when I was, you know, when I was in the space, and I mean, they were like literally just all over me, you know. And it came up about should employers have child care at work? Should employers have to go out and spend the money to set up a designated space for childcare, which includes insurance? You know, it takes insurance to a whole different level, because now you have young people, you know, in a space where, you know, you have to make sure that they're safe. Should you have to do that? Is it wrong if you say no? Okay, we had a daycare premises at one of our jobs. I didn't have to utilize it, but it was a nice perk. Okay, and yes, it is. But what if you're an employer that can't afford that? What if you're an employer that, you know, that you're just trying to make ends meet? You know, you're a small mom and pop, and you can't afford the bells and whistles of childcare. You know, Brina says, I don't think employees should have to do that. Daycare at your job is nice to have, but it shouldn't be required. Fair says, I think that it is a tremendous employee benefit, but some employers and smaller. Were you going to finish that sentence, Fair? It is a benefit, but it's also a cost. Is also a cost. Oh, okay. For you earlier. Okay. You know, so, you know, I mean, what do you do? I mean, there have been times when, you know, I have an only child, and it was me and my husband. My parents were 2,000 miles away. My sister's 2,000 miles away. My husband's parents, they were in California, but they weren't exactly local, you know? So, and I did the daycare thing until I didn't like what the babysitter was doing. I didn't care for some of her rules or what have you. So I made the decision there that I was just going to come home. And I was just going, you know, do the things that I really wanted to do for myself and stay home and work from home. And I was able to do that. But everybody can't. But there have been times when I wanted to go someplace, you know, and I didn't have childcare. Guess what? I didn't go. You know, and then when you do the whole interview thing, you know, It gets hard because are you going to tell your potential boss or employer that you can't get childcare? Hey, son, welcome. Happy birthday to you. I'm sure everybody knows, but if you don't, today is TQ's birthday. So happy, happy. You know, is it something that you just, are you taking a risk by telling your employer that you don't have childcare? Or are you taking a risk that you're telling them that and they say, well, we'll call you back to schedule another time, and they don't call you? Or you call them back and they don't return your call, or they say, you know what, the job's been filled, or you know what, we're still interviewing. We have to find a place to slot you in. You know, is that their way of saying you're not getting the job? Okay, so Fair, I'm reading what you said when you said for corporations it should be easily provided, but is it really? Should it be provided? You know, should it be? I mean, just because, you know, somebody like Amazon, who, you know, Jeff Bezos, you know, billions. Should he, just because he's rich and Amazon is a very profitable, you know, corporation, should they be required to provide childcare, or should it be easy for them? You know, so, okay, Fair says yes, TQ says yes, okay, both yes. But why? Why? I mean, when you're coming to work, you're coming to work. So does that mean, I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of playing both sides here because an employer should only be required to pay your wages. You have benefits, you know, you get your medical, whatever. But is childcare, is that something that they should have to provide? Should that same company have to provide free coffee and muffins? Should that same company, I mean, you know, you're making all this money. Should everybody get a parking space? I mean, I've worked for companies, you know, made millions upon millions upon millions. You had your higher ups, your directors and what have you on up who had the cushy parking spaces. And the rest of us had to find a place five blocks away, park in the parking lot, you know, that was $20 a day, you know, whatever. Shouldn't they have pay for that? Shouldn't they pay for your parking? You know, Rena says, I'm all for a huge kitchen with lots of food choices. You know, keep your employees happy, and they will produce. But at what cost? So does that mean that, okay, so I'm giving them childcare, so does the parking space come next? Should I put in a pool? Should I do a massage room? I mean, some people, they have the massage thing and they have all that. You know, some places are doing that. But should it be required? So to keep me happy, I'll stay here, but you got to bring in a masseuse. Next, is it going to be a hair salon? Is it going to be a gym where you can work out? Okay, Fair says, children is a huge issue in the workforce. Providing these services is an investment into your employee. This is true. But it's also cost money. It also costs money. And as soon as you have one kid who comes in sick, because we have parents who will send their kid to daycare sick, send their kid to school sick, and all the other kids get sick, all of a sudden, I'm being sued. The company is being sued. Or your child was running around and bumped into a wall. I'm suing. The wall shouldn't have been there. I mean, there's just so many things that I think that you need to think about. Again, I'm playing both sides. I'm probably more on the side of the employer because I am one, and I've seen some of everything, things that people have asked me, and I'm somebody that works from home. Let's see. Sun says, my ex-employer was a firm believer in I treat my employees better than they'll treat me good as well. He couldn't stress the fact that the employees make the company business. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But I also think that there's a give and take. And when you look at things, while yes, you are trying to keep people and retention and what have you, it costs money. And Tinky says, we have a gym and showers at my job. That depends upon the size of the company and money. You know, it takes money to make money. True. But how much should you put out? So I don't know. So again, I come back to, Sabrina says, it would be nice to offer childcare if you're in a bind. I just don't think it should be a requirement. And TQ says it comes back full circle. Okay. All right. So if you went, okay, so do you think that an employer, because like I said, somebody brought their child to an interview with me and I did not hire that person. That was only one reason I didn't hire them. When I tell you all the other reasons, you're going to say, dang, Solid, you were mean. But they, you know, when they came in, I was kind of surprised. And one of the first thing when they came in to my office at that time, I had an office, and they came into my office, and one of the first things they sat down, one of the first things I asked them, I said, were you unable to get childcare? And they were kind of taken aback, and they looked at me, and she said, this is what she said, that's my sister. And I said, how old is your sister? And she said, 19. And I said, did you drive here? And she said, yes. And I said, so your sister was not able to wait in the car with your daughter? And she just looked at me. She just had this look. So I went on with the interview, you know, but already in my head, I was like what my friend had texted me earlier saying, you know, consider yourself warned. I did not have reliable childcare. And that was one of the main reasons I didn't hire her, because it was a warning sign to me. That wasn't the only reason, but it was one of the reasons. It was the main reason. Because then it would be, I'm sorry I was late because I can't come in today because that's not fair to me. It's not fair to the other people who are also working. I mean, you all think I'm wrong, or let's see. Fair says, I'm a fan of not only empowering your employees, but also investing your employees in things like training, education, and benefits to help improve their quality of life to then be more productive and happy employees. Yes, I mean, Fair, I am not disagreeing with that. not disagreeing with that at all. Okay. Brennan, the other reason, and this is what I do. I do it all the time. When I have to hire people, and I'm going to tell you for that particular time that I was hiring, only one person was able to pass this one thing. Not only did she have everything that I wanted, she was able to pass this other test that I had, and she is still my assistant to this day. And I bring her in and include her in everything. I give a grammar test. I give a writing test and I give a grammar test. If you cannot pass that, you do not work for me. Sorry, you don't. So that, yes. You know, I purposely have this letter that I've been using for years. The letter is extremely, it is just wrong. It is so incorrect, the punctuation, spelling, everything. And I ask them to rewrite it the correct way. And everyone will say, well, don't you have a computer? Don't you have this? Don't you have that? I say, yes, but I want you to do it. No one could pass that. This is something that you should know in third grade. This was very simple stuff. Because, you know, I'm all up, you know, everybody's saying, you know, the employee should do this, employee should do that, and the employer should make sure that their employees are happy. Well, you know what? You're also representing the employer. You know, so there's a give and take on both sides. But for me, that warning sign is I did not know you were bringing your child. Should you have called me? If this girl had called me and said, you know, hey, this is what's going on, blah, 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 you know, would I still have said yes? I would have reluctantly probably have said yes. But it still would have been a red flag to me. And when she told me that her sister was with her, that she also brought into the interview with her daughter, I'm like, seriously? You couldn't like wait outside or go to the park or something while your sister was in this interview? I do like the show Family Affair, old school, but not in an interview, you know. So, I mean, you know, do you guys think that is harsh not wanting to allow people to bring their children to an interview? I mean, is it wrong? I don't think so. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. You know, you bring your child to work. I understand things happen. You bring him once? Okay. Twice? Okay, that third time, I'm calling you into the office to ask you what is going on. And I'm not saying that you brought them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, say you brought them in February, then you brought them again in April, and you brought them again in June, July. I'm still going to ask you what is going on. Because there are some places that you don't take your children to work. And Brina says it's not harsh. In my opinion, that's your space. I agree with it being a red flag. Fair says, no, you don't bring kids to an interview unless the employer insists and suggests it at first. You know, and you know, and there are employers who, you know, probably have, you know, big families. Come from families that are large, whatever, and they're, you know, they're used to it, whatever. But again, it's that red flag. And then you also have to look at this. Well, you let so-and-so bring their child to work. How come I can't bring mine? They brought their kid to an interview. I'm bringing my child to work because they have the day off. It's a parent-teacher thing, or it's a teacher's meeting or conference. I didn't have childcare. My mother will pick them up at 12. You let them do it. How come, you know, you won't let me do it? Hey, shorty, welcome. You know, so then you get into that. Brina says, there are some very well-behaved kids out here, though. Dwayne, bring your child to work day. A few of my coworkers' daughters help me with some things. Okay. Dwayne. I was going to say Dwayne. I'm like, is that a new thing at your job? Is Dwayne Day? Everybody bring their child to work on Dwayne Day. See, Brina, I'm going to start using that. You know, so... y'all always give me something to use. It never fails. Oh goodness. So do you get into that you get into that scenario where everybody is, but you let them do it. But you let them do it. Why can't I do it? You know, so I don't know. I just I don't know. I just see red flags. And I understand what you guys are saying that, you know, employers should do things to, you know, for retention and to make their employees happy. But I also think that it's a give and take. I also think that some employees can be so demanding, or, you know, they can say, well, you're making all this money, so therefore. You know, all of a sudden, everybody's going to want a special chair. Everybody's going to want this. Everybody's going to want that. Things add up. Things add up. You know, so you put childcare in at work, then you have to hire people who are going to be there for the childcare, who are going to be watching the kids. Not only salaries, but you have background checks. What if you miss something in a background check? Or something didn't come up? And something happens to one of the kids. Guess who's getting sued? The employer. You have that gym. I think having gyms at work, I think that's great. A gym at work, people work out, they're more healthy. But once again, you got that insurance. What happens if a piece of equipment breaks and someone's leg gets caught? Not only do you have the medical bills, I guarantee you, I'm suing. Your Peloton bike, you know, was faulty. Just saying. You bring your child to work, or you bring your child to that interview. And I know I'm getting really silly here, y'all. You know, and they're running around, you know, and they're not supposed to be running around. They trip and fall. They hit their head. Guess who's getting sued? Me. Or they won't sit still in a book. I'm sorry, I'm making stuff up now. And a book falls on their head. You know, I don't know. You know, you're at the library, and you bring your child to interview, you know, because you want to work there, and you bring your child there, and a book falls on your head or a bookcase. I don't know. I know I'm getting silly now, but I'm just saying. You know, these are things that you have to think about. So yeah, you can say, oh, the company can afford it, the company can do this, whatever, but then those same people will turn around and say, well, you're making all this money and they're worth billions. So I'm gonna sue you for billions because we were at the library and maybe that book wasn't in the bookshelf the way it should have been. And yeah, my child was running around, but the book fell on his head. You know? Or he pulls the fire alarm. Yes. You know, so, oh, let's see. My son was under 1 and his sister was 4 when I brought them to Target. Thankfully, she was very well behaved and kept him entertained. Okay. All right. But again, Brina, they knew in advance. They knew in advance what your situation was, and they said to bring them. You know, so, pretty sure I bribed her with a toy. You know, so I, you know, I'm just saying. And Fair, you said something. I'm gonna have to go back. Let's see. Well, so you or TQ, one of you guys said something that I want to bring up. Give me a minute. Let me go back through the comments. And Brina, you with the big kitchen with lots of food choices, you're going to get peanut butter. That's it. Peanut butter and crackers. One of you guys said something. I can't remember. Oh, okay. So TQ says gym and showers. Okay. So, again, because I was going to say something. Yeah, Brina, sorry. Well, put it like this. Shorty, I have to go there. I have to go there. I was, Brina, at least you're going, I'm telling you, you're going to get peanut butter and crackers, because with Shorty, you know you're not going to get cupcakes. So, you know, at least I'm giving you peanut butter and crackers. Yeah, Shorty, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I, yeah, I had to go there. I had to go there. So, oh, well, Brina, one thing I will say, I will buy store-bought cupcakes, you know, but I won't, if Shorty had a store, I wouldn't get them from Shorty's store, because Shorty would probably say that she was all out of the cupcakes. So, yeah.
Hey, solid. Just throw me all under the bus and under the street and around the street corner. Golly. Ain't got hit by two buses in the rain there.
Two buses and a rain. See? Well, I mean, I just wanted to point out, you know, Brittany was talking about having employer that, you know, provided the big kitchen with food choices and stuff. I just told her what she wasn't going to get from me. And, you know, and if you were the owner of the store, you know, Shorty, I do have to bring, I have to bring this up too.
Sweets and all of that in the store. Okay. It ain't going to run out nowhere. What happens?
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. So, I gotta say this now, Shorty. I have to say this. Today is TQ's birthday. So, if both of you guys, we'll put it like this. If you were my vendor that I got my cupcakes from for my employees, and you know, today was TQ's birthday, would I have been able to come into your store to get cupcakes, or would you have been all out of the cupcakes?
No, because if you was my vendor in an event like this, I will make sure I'll have your cupcakes done ahead of time. I'll bake it the night before, the day before, so it'll sit and marinate all the good flavors, and you'll get it the next day when you need it.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. All right. Well, TQ, I guess we have to make sure Shorty gets a store for your cupcakes. Hey, Chill, welcome, wow. Welcome.
What's up, Chill? Happy birthday, TQ. Oh. Okay. Y'all plotted this, huh?
I did not plot this. It didn't. No, I honestly didn't. When I was trying to look for the comment that I thought that Fair or TQ made, then I saw Brina's comment again. Brina's. about the Brina. Kitchen. I was like, well, you know, I'm gonna give you peanut butter. Then the cupcake thing, it popped in my head. It popped in my head. So, you know,
it popped in here.
Just now, see, now, Shorty, would I set you up like that? Would I have a show to purposely set you up? Now, come on now. Have I ever done that to you before? No. See, right?
No. I'm just saying. Sometimes it'd be a little suspicious. A little suspicious. Just a little bit. No, that's it.
Tell me what. You know? Oh, no problem, TQ. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Well.
What?
Oh, you all. I did not say that. I did not say what at all. Hey, hey Ellie, Ellen. Welcome.
I know. Yeah, I knew it was coming, but I didn't fight you.
Oh, Shorty, 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 Shorty. You know I love you.
I love you too, Solid.
See? Oh, Lord have mercy. And Ellie says that she loves you too. Or maybe she loves me too. I don't know. But she, Ellie loves one of us.
Probably both of us.
So, you know, but yeah, but, so oh, I'm lovely too. Okay. So see, Shorty, see, she was loving on you first, but anyway, aww. So, all right. So dang, I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry, I got so sidetracked on cupcakes. I completely forgot what I was going to say.
That what you get. Trying to slide up on people from the side and stab them real quick. It's okay.
What?
See?
What? What's on deck for tomorrow's show? Tomorrow. I was going to talk about old school. Old school stuff. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I've totally forgot what I was going to say. So, but, I will say this, I will add this for, Thursday's show that's over at the other house. I guess you really wouldn't call it a show. It's just mainly, I guess, everybody getting together. But anyway, I have some trivia that, dang, Shorty, see you up on the panel.
Dang.
See, all I said was dang.
It wasn't my fault. Dang. You called me out to the panel.
Oh, Lord. No, what I was going to say, because dang, see, man. then, no, because then you were going to say that I'm picking on you. So I said, dang, she on the panel. So then she's going to say I'm picking on her. But,
of course,
everybody's
picking me. They ain't nothing new.
But on Thursday, you know, we you know, over at the other house, we you know, we're gonna have a little trivia, and Shorty, you are more than welcome to answer. And it will be multiple choice. It will be multiple choice. So see, Shorty, you just may, you know, you just may win.
I might win.
I said, well, I mean, you may win. Fair use may win. I mean, crazy may win. I mean, who's ever playing? Y'all, you just may win. I'm just saying. You may win.
I understand, Solid. I see. I'll be picking up on things. Like,
see, Ellie is saying, Shorty, I will join with you. See, she's totally on your side. She's a, you know, Johnny come lately. And she's on your side. Oh, Lord. Ellie. But that's cool. That is cool. But anyway, y'all. See, Fair's going, See?
See, because you, see, Sally, you know how to be. See, the thing is, you when you throw shots, it's like you laughing, Joe. It's like it's part of the bit. Like you really taking a jab and sticking you in the side and twisting it. But then people pay attention. She be throwing daggers and cutting your whole sideline off.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, you thanks.
I have no idea, Shorty, for you to just accuse me of something so malicious. Malicious.
Goodness. For me. See?
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. See, Ellie, see, Ellie.
What?
See,
What, see?
I'm not even going to read what she said, because she knows that word just, I mean, Ellie, seriously, Ellie. Shorty has so many stalkers. Question mark pearls. Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Ellie, Ellie, Ellie. I'm going to have to make sure your camera stay is off. Oh, Lord.
No, I don't. She up here telling a whole lot of fibrations up in her whole life. No, I don't.
Fibrations. I'm going to have to write that down. Is that a word for hangman? Is that another shorty word? And I'm spelling it the way I think that it's supposed to be spelled. I think we have another.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. Lord. Now, see. Now, Ellie, see.
Brisa, I got you. I got you solid. Look, here go.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Fibrations. That is how I spelled it. Yep. Oh, Brisa, Lord.
It just came out of nowhere. It's all right. She made the sound.
Don't worry, Sally. I'm not naked. I just don't want to see the girls, you know, from the factory of fabrication.
No.
Oh, Lord. All right. I totally so got off track, but that's okay. So, y'all, I am going to end the show, but Shorty, you can stay up, because when I play the song, I'm coming back, because I want to know if you guys know what it is. Shorty, if you know what the song or who the people are, don't shout it out until after the song is over. I'm not telling you guys who recorded this song or whatever, but here we go. Uh-oh, hold on. There we go.
I could feel your heartbeat, and you didn't even say a word. I could feel your heartbeat, and you didn't even say a word. Oh, I know, pretty woman, that you love to be heard. My heartbeat too, I can tell you're feeling me. You can feel my heartbeat too, I can see you feeling me. Oh, I know, pretty woman, that your love can be hurt.
Do you all know who recorded that song?
No. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know. I ain't gonna even try to guess it, because I still...
Okay, fair. You are the music person. Or Chill, do you know who recorded that song? It's actually one of my favorite songs, and you all are going to really laugh at me when you all hear who. I mean, did you like the song, Shorty? You thought it was silly? You thought it was kind of dorky?
I liked the little beat to it. I was like, I'm sitting up here, you know, bobbing my head to it.
Okay, all right.
I don't know who it is. All
right.
Is it Keith Irvin? I don't know who he is either. Just don't mind me. No.
Okay, and Fair Sims Kenshin Chung. That was the Partridge Family.
Is that a cartoon?
Y'all know who the Partridge
sound like an anime cartoon.
Oh, Lord have mercy, was that a cartoon? Oh, Lord. Yes, I took it back, but apparently I took it somewhere that Shorty has never been. What is it? I went somewhere where no woman has gone before.
Listen, I don't know who that is. I was just asking because I thought it was like a cartoon animation type.
No, it was the Partridge Family was a show from the 70s. They were out the same time that the Brady Bunch was out, and they were a musical family.
Oh, I know about the Brady Bunch.
But the Partridge Family was, yeah, so that's what that was.
I don't know about them, but I know about the Brady Bunch.
You can call yourself old. Boss, you can call yourself old. I don't call myself old because I'm not old. Oh,
I am 80s baby too, but I know about the Brady Bunch.
Oh, Lord.
You okay over there, Solomon?
I'm breathing. I'm just. Oh, boy.
Lord. Catch your breath.
No, just
drink some water.
I have my water. Now, you know I have my water with me. I got. Take my tumbler with me.
Take a sip.
And I just did.
You feel better, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all. So we got sidetracked on this show. Or I got sidetracked on this show. Oh, Lord. So tomorrow, y'all, is we're going to take it back old school. And I have some questions for y'all. It's not trivia or anything, but just, you know, what do y'all think type thing. So anyway, it's not my fault. Did I blame you? Did I blame you, Shorty? I didn't blame you.
I knew where it was going.
I did not blame you. And I'm not going. I said
I know.
I got us off
track. But
you
don't blame. I know you got sidetracked, but then in the other hands of the softest way you're trying to say that
it was all me. Okay. I sidetracked myself. I sidetracked myself.
Okay, solid. Okay.
I take full responsibility.
I'm sorry about my.
Okay. I got you.
All right.
Stop, boy.
So on that, y'all, that is the show today. Shorty, you want to leave us with any last words of wisdom?
I love you all. Sprinkle a little salt and good night.
Okay. Well, everybody, TQ, enjoy your day. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you're having a good birthday.
Happy birthday, TQ.
TQ says lies. Oh, Lord. But again, you have a good birthday, and everyone else, enjoy the rest of your day. And I hope to see y'all tomorrow. Bye.